I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Obama is kind of facing a money ball scenario with ISIS. He wants the U.S. military and coalition partners to destroy the group. But like the baseball players in Moneyball, not everyone Obama is counting on to help is following his lead. Turkey, for example, has been reluctant, but that was way before a wave of tens of thousands of Syrian refugees, mostly ethnic Kurds, crossed the border into Turkey in September. Now Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has asked Parliament to approve cross-border military action inside Syria and Iraq. I asked reporter Jacob Resnick in Istanbul to explain the request.
What the president is asking for is an authorization to use basically Turkish ground troops, and it's unclear whether they would have any NATO backing as far as air support. But he wants to create safe havens that are, they haven't actually delivered us a map, but would be a place where refugees could seek shelter.
I mean, I got to say, few lawmakers in the U.S. want to even think about ground troops. What are the chances that the Turkish parliament will approve this request for military action?
Well, I think that President Erdogan and his ruling party probably have the votes, although there's been really strong opposition from the center-left main opposition party, as well as a smaller party that represents Kurds. Kurds in Turkey have expressed a lot of concern about this buffer zone idea, because they see any Turkish military presence in northern Syria would smother the autonomous Kurdish region that's actually come out of the Syrian civil war. And they see it as a possible direct threat that would cut the Kurdish-controlled territories and prevent the Kurdish militias who are currently fighting ISIS from being resupplied by Turkey's foe, the guerrilla group PKK, which is based in Turkey's southeast and northern Iraq.
And what is the most likely action that Turkey might take, and how soon could that be?
I think that's going to really depend on how much support Turkey gets from its military allies, namely the United States. I mean, from this buffer zone idea, so far, all the words I've seen, at least publicly from the State Department, is very non-committal. And to my mind, that means it looks like Washington doesn't really have a lot of appetite for this idea. I could be completely wrong. We could all be very surprised. But right now, I think there's a lot of skepticism that this so-called buffer zone would be no more than actually a wholesale invasion in northern Syria. And that would come up under a lot of opposition from Damascus, the Syrian regime, and they still have an air force, and that's something to contend with.
I mean, if all this did come to pass, it would mean Turkey, in effect, is going to war against ISIS. So does Turkey have the stomach for that, for potentially large losses?
It wouldn't just be Turkey going to war against ISIS. Turkey would be going against could potentially be going to war against the Syrian state as well. And like I said, Syria still has an air force. And so that would be great losses on both sides. And you have to remember the history here. I mean, Turkey used to be the Ottoman Empire, and the Turks used to rule in Arab lands. There's definitely a colonial aspect to that. So you talk to many people in Syria, no matter what their ethnic or political or sectarian persuasion, they don't have necessarily an appetite for a renewed Ottoman Empire. That's what people have to keep in mind when they think about a Turkish invasion of Syria.
Yeah, and Erdogan has also called for a no-fly zone above this proposed buffer zone in Syria. But ISIS has no planes, which means that the only people that this could be directed against is the air force of Bashar al-Assad. What does that say about the Turkish agenda?
Well, right now, I think there's trying to be some horse trading going on here, because to date, Turkey has refused to let the United States, or anyone else for that matter, use its bases for military strikes against ISIS. And so I think the carrot that Turkey's trying to hold out to the United States is to open up the Incirlik Air Force Base, which is in southern Turkey and one of the largest NATO bases in Europe, to be used against Syria. And so far that hasn't been opened up. But I think what Turkey wants in return is not just support for this buffer zone idea, but would be NATO air cover for its troops, because the air defenses of Syria are still so formidable.
That was reporter Jacob Resnick in Istanbul.